You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 454. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I'm your host, Ange, where I help women around the world to scale their business. And on this particular podcast, we focus on talk, strategy, leadership, money, expansion, and the real shit that helps women scale. But today's episode, it's a big one, because I'm going to share with you how my business generated close to $300,000 in new sales. Not old reoccurring revenue, not residual revenue, not payment plans from months ago, new, fresh, clean sales. And today I'm going to break down exactly how it happened week by week and share the five core lessons that made it possible. But before I dive in, I need to say this clearly. This isn't a flex. This is about transparency. This is about leadership. This is about being okay to talk about money. This is me saying big months don't come from magic tricks. They come from an intentional, consistent, grounded, hard work. Gasp, I said the word hard work. And I'm honestly over people preaching that you don't have to work hard to make money. Fucking bullshit. No, full stop. Everyone who has ever created millions and millions in dollars of success has had to work hard at some stage in their business. I know I certainly have. And yes, of course, it gets easier over time because your systems, your strategy, your nervous system, and your leadership capacity all grow. But the foundation, it's built on real effort, time, tears, blood, sweat, and hard work. All right, enough about that. Let's dive in. Before I share the big lessons, I want you to understand how the month unfolded, because the story is in the rhythm. And I want you to know something right from the start. This month of November 2025, it didn't happen in isolation. It happened off running my four-day Women in Business retreat earlier on in October. And it happened off the back of my three-day Women in Business conference that was at the end of November, ending on November 1st. These two events that created trust, connection, depth, intimacy, and emotional safety 100% have played a significant factor into the conversions that I had in the month of November. You see, events collapse timelines, events move people, events create readiness, events convert. These events are super powerful and the reason why I am where I am today in this instance. So week one, I made $83,541.70. Week one for me was pure momentum. Clients from Bali and the conference were ready to now buy. Consulting offers landed, partnerships, conversations moved into action, and follow-ups finally converted after months of nurturing. This week was the fire starter. Week two, I hit $30,700. Quieter, yes. Slower, yes. Less impactful? Absolutely not. This week was about warming leads, showing up, hopping on discovery calls, providing value, following up, checking in, and giving people space to integrate everything from the events, but also from our discovery calls. It was what I call the breathing week, and it set up for the explosion that was about to follow. Week three, I hit $126,853. Week three was what I call the boom week. Big consulting contracts, mastermind enrollment, retreat signups, early bird conference tickets that went to those who had been to this year's event, more partnerships closing, high touch conversations turning into clean yeses. This was the week that tells every business owner momentum compounds when you stay consistent. Let me repeat that. Momentum compounds when you stay consistent. Week four, we hit $46,200. This was a week of alignment and boundaries. I said no to what didn't feel right, and that included saying no to multiple people on discovery calls. And by saying no and staying true to myself, that created space for big yeses to come through. More follow-up I did, grounded leadership, clear energy, and that wrapped the month at the $287,894.70 in new revenue. But it didn't happen because of luck. It happened because of five very intentional lessons that I carry with me. Before we continue with this episode, I want to ask you something. If someone asked you, are you a speaker? What would you say? Now, before you dismiss that, you're already speaking. You're speaking in sales conversations. You're speaking on Zoom calls. You're speaking in rooms where decisions are being made about your business. The real question isn't, are you speaking? But rather, are you still doing the talking without the payoff? That's why I'm excited to share our 2026 gold sponsor for my three-day Women in Business Conference, Jacqueline Brooker, founder of The Business of Speaking. Jacqueline teaches founders how to turn their expertise into bookable assets, paid stages, and speaking-driven revenue streams. This isn't about hype or manifesting a keynote. It's about positioning, structure, and commercial strategy. If you've ever thought, I know my work is powerful, but I'm not landing the right opportunities, this is for you. Jacqueline has gifted my audience her free guide, The Paid Speaker One-Sheet Swipe Files, showing you exactly how to position yourself so event organizers and decision makers see you as worth paying. You can download it now at businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Again, that URL is businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. If you're ready to speak like your business depends on it, start here by heading to Jacqueline's URL, businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Now let's get back to the episode. Lesson one, clarity creates cash. I've said this for years because it's true. You cannot sell what you cannot articulate. You cannot scale what you cannot explain. You cannot convert if you're confusing. This month worked because I had absolute clarity around my offers, who they were for, the problems they solve, the transformation delivered, why they matter, and the next logical step for the clients. Clarity makes people feel safe. Clarity builds trust. Clarity converts faster. Clarity is cash. Always has been, always will be. Lesson two, simplicity scales. This one needs a fucking megaphone because the industry is overcomplicating everything. Simplicity fucking scales. My offers are the same. Why? Because they work. Because they fit into my value ladder. Because they create a full ecosystem that supports a client's journey long-term. A client comes in with a problem, I have a solution. They grow, their business changes, new problems appear, and I have the next solution already built. This is why clients stay with me for an average of 2.5 years. Not because I reinvent my offers every 6 months, not because I chase the next shiny strategy, not because I overwhelm clients or potential clients with 47 programs, but because my ecosystem makes sense. It's simple, it's strategic, it supports growth from beginning to scale. People don't want complicated. People don't want choice overload. People don't want noise. They want direction. They want clarity. They want a leader who knows the path. Stop overcomplicating shit. Your business doesn't grow because you add more offers. It grows because you build a pathway people want to walk. Lesson three, follow-up is where the money is, or fortune is in the follow-up. That's what I say. This lesson alone brought in over half the sales. If I had to do my numbers, I'm taking a guess here, but I'd have to say half. Follow-up is leadership. Follow-up is care. Follow-up is connection. Follow-up is service. Not annoying, not pushy, not desperate. Just grounded, human, supported conversations. Most of you are one fucking message away from a yes, but fear is driving your behavior. This month proved yet again, the fortune is in the follow-up, always. Lesson four, team is not a luxury, it's a multiplier. This month didn't happen because I worked harder. It happened because my team amplified me. My team gives me capacity. They give me clarity. They give me space. They give me support. They give me systems. They give me focus. They give me freedom. When you try to scale alone, you become the bottleneck. When you build a team, even a small one like I have, everything accelerates. A team isn't an expense, it's leverage, and leverage multiplies revenue. Lesson five, your nervous system dictates your revenue ceiling. This is the kicker. I didn't hustle my way to almost 300K in 30 days. I didn't burn myself out. I didn't sacrifice my health or my kids. This was one of my calmest months because I was grounded. I made clearer decisions. I led better. I held boundaries. I wasn't reactive. I followed up without fear. I showed up fully. I trusted myself. Regulation creates revenue. Dysregulation destroys it. Your nervous system is the invincible strategy no one's talking about. This month validated that again. So there you have it. The honest, grounded, unfiltered breakdown of how I created almost $300,000 in new sales in the last 30 days and the five lessons that made it possible. No fluff, no gimmicks, no smoke and mirrors. Just clarity, simplicity, leadership, team, nervous system regulation, the real work, the hard work. And here's what I want you to walk away with. These lessons apply to you too. No matter your stage, no matter your niche, no matter your current revenue. So if you're sitting there thinking, fuck, I'm ready for clarity. I'm ready for strategy. I'm ready for personalized support. I'm ready for accountability. I'm ready to simplify. I'm ready to scale. I'm ready for grounded leadership. Then let's hop on a discovery call. You can either send me a DM over on Instagram. My handle is at Angela Henderson Consulting. You can send me an email at info@angelahenderson.com.au. Or you can head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, click on the book a discovery call, and we can hop on a call for 30 minutes where I can learn more about your goals, your struggles, and what you want for your business and life in 2026. I'm here for you. And there are multiple ways to work with me depending on where you're at in your journey, because nothing changes until you do. I appreciate, as always, you being here, and I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show next week. But for now, connect with me and let's explore how I can help you scale your business in 2026. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.